Welcome to the Living Your Best Life podcast, where we delve into the meaning of living your best life and provide practical insights on how to achieve that. Join me, Sam Wild, life coach, mentor, and guide, committed to helping you reach your full potential and living your best life. As you prepare to listen, take a moment to center yourself. Take a deep breath, relax your shoulders, and clear your mind. Let's begin.
Hello and welcome to episode 7 of my podcast, Being Human Being. I'm Sam Wild and I'm a coach. And I help people to understand who they are, where their experience comes from. I help them to feel peace, clarity, freedom from mind, but also the most exciting part is that I help them to create what it is that they want. When you know who you are, it's impossible for anything to really get in the way of what it is that's natural to you, what it is that you want the most. It's a really cool thing to be a part of. And a topic that generally comes up quite a bit when I'm talking to people, considering that most of my clients are middle-aged, they're generally women, but not always. They're professionals, they work in stressful, high-pressure jobs, sometimes own their own businesses, but they all have something in common, that they want to achieve a goal, they want to create something. They've reached a point in their lives where they just feel like they're ready for change, to take control back and have something for themselves. And one of the common themes that comes up time and time again is motivation. How do I stay motivated? I keep losing motivation. So I thought I'd jump onto this podcast and clear a few things up around that mystical word. Now, when we think about motivation, we tend to think of it as a feeling. That feeling of excitement, possibility, newness, creating something. That feeling of drive and freedom. That's very well. But the problem with feeling as though motivation is a feeling, or knowing or believing that motivation is a feeling, is that when that feeling goes, when it disappears, which inevitably it will when you're trying to create something, we think there's something wrong. We wonder what's happened. Now, in truth, what we need to remember with motivation is that motivation is what we can use as to describe our experience when we want something. When we deeply want something beyond emotion, beyond feeling, we feel so clear that we're driven to create what we want anyway. Now, here's where most people go wrong. We talked about goals in episode number 6. And most people set a goal from a place of lack, from a place of need, what we call a toxic goal. You see something you don't like in yourself or a feeling you don't want, and you believe that having something will change that. So off you go. You go on and try to create that which you want to create to solve the problem. The issue here is that you've attached your wants to an emotion. So that feeling of, oh, I don't want to be here, I don't want this, whether that's money, a better body, weight loss, a change in relationship, whatever that looks like. We set from a place of, oh, I don't like this feeling, I have to have that. We've attached this goal to an emotion. So as we go throughout our weeks, our days and our lives, inevitably our emotions, our feelings change. They're transient. We've discovered that already. When that feeling or emotion isn't there anymore, our goal won't be present. The drive, the want to create that goal won't be present. Especially when you come to a Friday night, when I speak to my clients, they get to a Friday or a weekend or a business meeting or whatever that is for them. There's a feeling of relief, of excitement, of calm, of fun, and a feeling of wholeness. That emotion isn't there anymore, so it doesn't have the same meaning. The motivation or the want to create that goal isn't there anymore. So they go about their weekends in old habits, doing what they did before, and then they get to Monday and they think, why do I keep doing this? Why do I keep letting myself down? That feeling's back again, the goal's back, why do I have to keep doing this? So they go about changing programs and following certain people and putting themselves through arduous amounts of diets or money-making schemes in order to solve the problem, when all along the issue isn't anything other than an inward problem, an inward misunderstanding. So when I speak to my clients, one of the things that I like to get really clear on is, where's this goal coming from? What space is it being created from? Is it a space of wholeness, of oneness, of want? Or is it a space of need, of lack, of not having enough now? Now, I don't have any issues with people achieving goals because it's something that they think they'll love or that they really just want to have, like more money or losing weight. But it's the intention and the space that it's created from that is what I'm pointing to. So one of the very first things I'll do is get really clear on people the intention behind the goal, behind what it is they want. And when that feeling of excitement is there, great. They're going to enjoy it, that motivation. But when it's not, when it goes, there's still a want. There's still clarity there. There's still consciousness about what it is that we're looking for, what it is that we truly want. And so we're not looking for answers in feelings anymore. We're not chasing motivation. We can show up in spite of whatever we feel, and we do the work anyway. That, for me, is the difference between creating a goal and not. A client said to me in the week, and it was an emotional session. She spent her whole life trying to lose weight. And one of the things that she said to me was, "Sam, I'm not trying to lose weight to be happy anymore. I'm just happily losing weight." And it was just perfect. That for me is just perfect. So the last thing I've got to share with you really is the truth about that feeling of motivation. When we're in a place of scarcity or fear, somewhere that we don't want to be, and we set a goal, we start to feel motivated and excited again. And there's a belief there that it's the goal that's created that. But in truth, what's happened is in that moment, we've stopped looking to be anything other than we already are. A sense of not seeking, of not looking, of presence, of wholeness. And it's that we can work from in any moment. This is something I tend to work on with people straight away in a coaching program, is understanding where your experience comes from. Who are you? Digging deep into those beliefs, those things that have held us back in the past. And you can have what you want. There's no doubt about that. But one thing I want to make absolutely clear on this podcast is that if you seek the feelings of motivation, of excitement, if you seek those and you're looking to those things in objects, in goals, in people, it's going to be very, very hard for you. Very hard. You're going to seek those feelings. It's going to feel like an uphill struggle, but it doesn't have to. So ask yourself this one simple question. What do you want? Not because of what somebody thinks you should have, not because it's what you've always done, not because of something that's happened to you in the past. Like now, right now, as you're listening to me, what is it that you want? What is it that you want? So I hope you found that helpful. I like to show up to these podcasts, as a lot of you know. I get some feedback now, which is quite cool as my audience is growing. And I don't plan it. I just show up, I talk, I say what comes to mind. And I want it to stay like that. I love that my work is about that. I get to just be me. I mean, how cool is that? I don't have to try and be anything else because I think I'd struggle with it. If you'd like to get in touch, you can do. I'm open to conversation. I love connecting with people. It's one of the things I love to do the most in my business. You can come and find my Facebook group, Wake the F Up. You can connect with me via email if you like, which is coachme@samwildcoaching.com. Wild with an E. Very important. And that's it from me, guys. I look forward to I look forward to seeing you in the next one. And speak to you soon. Take care.
Thank you for joining me on the Living Your Best Life podcast. I hope this episode has inspired you to take action towards your goals and your dreams. To learn more about how I can support you on your journey, please visit my website at www.samwildcoaching.com and that's wild with an E. To connect with me directly, you can get in touch with me at coachme@samwildcoaching.com. I'll look forward to hearing from you, and I'll see you in the next one.